All right, Karen, I want to say
if
I'm sorry.
If I hear another chauvinist comment, I'll hang up again.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision. An astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhymer shit. Me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage Obama get. Spit that Kurt Vonnegut. That blow your brain, Kurt Cobain, that Nirvana shit. Who gon' bring the game back?
Yeah, it helps if I turn the mic on. Hey, everybody, good evening. I could say evening and it's not a big fuck up. This is Carlito. Oh no, your shits ain't broken.
Huh.
No one's listening. But I'm Carlito, and we're live on the air right now, Madhouse Radio, for a, what is it, a Tuesday night? What day is it? The 20th?
It is the 21st. 2020.
21st, and the only time zone that counts in my book, that's the Eastern time zone. Good evening, everybody. As
oh,
I said,
well.
That's the only one. What else means a shit? What else means a shit? Anyway, we're going to do some prank calls tonight here. We got numbers coming in, I'm presuming, here pretty soon from Lonesome Loser. I actually already got them, as a matter, unless these are older numbers. Let's see here. Yeah, we got some numbers in Australia where I believe it, what is it, like 2 p.m. in the afternoon up in Australia, up in that bitch? Home of the communists, over the connies. I understand today they were saying
that. That sounds right. Yeah.
All right, let's right. True. We're going to give them a call here really quick. Knock it out of the park. I want to do as many prank calls as possible. We're still going to do that 3 p.m. show tomorrow, Tucker, right? It hasn't gone anywhere. So don't stay up tonight. Don't, you know.
Okay, I was about to ask. Are we still doing the, tomorrow?
Listen, Tuck, the fucking reason I'm doing the show tonight, it is our 5-year anniversary, as a matter of fact, to the day. I realized that this morning. I woke up and I looked at my my Outlook and it was like 1-year anniversary, and I was like, hey, that's right. Yeah, we started on the 20th of July back in 2005 doing this show, and we're fucking, we left for a while, we came back. So anyway.
Cool.
All right, so let's do that. This place is called Cupcakes. They're in fucking South Australia. Australia is huge. I don't know, like they have like 4 time zones over there, so I have no idea what time it is over there that we're calling. I called you an accident just now, Tuck.
It is a continent in the same respect that we're a continent.
Yeah, but we got Mexico and we got Canada intruding, you know, as long as we don't need any...
Yeah, but I mean, width-wise...
Natural resources.
Not
huge as us. Brown.
First prank of the night. So it was a failure. So it was a piece of fucking shit.
Hi.
Yeah, is this the cupcake place?
Hello.
Is this fucking cupcakes?
Is it, sorry, what?
Is this the cupcake stupid place? Hello, sir?
I can't hear you too well.
Yeah, is this the stupid the cupcake place over in Australia?
The stupid cupcake place, is it?
Well, because your phone isn't working, so I don't mean it against you. I don't mean that to you. I'm saying it to the, you know, your phone and your signal and all that, because you got, you know, shit phone or something. I don't know.
And where are you calling from? Sorry.
Well, I'm gonna be there in about 18 hours, as a matter of fact. I'm hopping on a plane right now in Honolulu. We're going to have an event down there in Australia. I understand you live in a city, Australia, and we need someone to cater some morning food here for Saturday morning. And what's this about the cupcakes,
what's
then?
It for?
Huh? It's the association.
Where exactly are you from?
It's a convention of the convention, annual convention of the annual association of Christian magicians. We're coming from Chicago, Illinois. That's our main base. And then clowns are coming from all over the world. Germany, Australia, etc.
Well, to start off with, I don't really like your attitude towards me, so...
Well, I'm a Christian man. I didn't mean anything by that. What do you like? Because I said stupid? Is that why? Is it a bad word in Australia?
Well,
I didn't...
Well, no, but I don't know whether to trust you. So why don't you really actually get into Australia? Obviously, it's only Wednesday here. You've still got 4 days to organize something.
No, because I'm going to cross the international date line. And I'm already in Hawaii time zone, so when I cross international date line, I go forward like 2 days as it is. I'm going to lose 2 days, 19, 20 hours in the plane by the time it makes a stupid transfer in Guam. That's going to be a day right there. Then I go over the international fucking date line. That's another day right there. That's 2 days gone right there. And that's Friday, right? Today's Wednesday, Friday, and the event's the next morning. So you wanted to wait until the last minute? I don't understand.
Well, you're not speaking to me very nice, so I'm not sure whether I really want to cater for you.
Well, this is how we talk where I come from, in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, in Australia, you don't talk to people like that.
But
that's
it's
not
it's,
very nice to talk to people.
I understand because you're different people.
How many exactly are you after?
We're going to have about, for them, it's just a morning planning event, so... We're going to have a meeting consisting of 30 people, maybe 20 staff, and then about another 40 people are going to be rolling through between then and noon time.
And whereabouts are you holding it?
In Australia.
Where? I need a place that you're holding it.
In the city of Australia. I don't know. It's over there, somewhere in the Pacific. All I know is Australia. So I figure y'all could just, you know.
Well, you need to find out details because I'm in a city.
But it, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're in the city.
To Australia.
The city of Australia. Australia City.
There is no Australia City.
It's a city, isn't it?
No, it's not a state.
Not
you need to find out what city you're going to. There are six states here.
Oh, hang on. Give me a second, honey. Hang on, sweetie. All right, and it's just I didn't understand that that's not the way they talk in Australia. I got it written down here. Hang on. Do you have email? Huh?
How did you get my phone number?
It was recommended to me. I called the U.S. Embassy in the city of Australia. It says right here that it's in Australia. That's all I've got to go with. Like I'm flying.
So you don't know exactly where this convention's being held.
Well, I don't know. Are you near the airport at all?
Are you organizing it?
Well, I'm part...
Are you the organizer?
Well, no. I mean, I'm a member of the planning staff, but they put me in charge of the food catering and whatnot. I always do a good job. Last year we had our retreat in the Dominican Republic, and this year we're coming to Australia, the city of Australia. So, are you... I know that there's a McDonald's that's near the hotel where the convention is. You must be near the McDonald's in Australia, right?
There's 1,000 at McDonald's.
There can't be that many in that city, like in one city?
There's lots of McDonald's on every major road here.
We're talking maybe three. Which is the one that has the hotel next to it? You got maybe three or four major roads there, I'd say, right? Five, maybe?
I honestly think this is a scam. You really don't know what you're talking about because... One, you would know what city you're coming to. There's like six capital cities in Australia. If you're in the planning committee, you should see this. You should know what hotel you're staying at. And you said you're 6 days out from coming to Australia.
Yeah, but...
But you should know all this.
I mean, it's a small-time country. You people are different than us. And maybe it's just the language. Like, maybe if you speak...
Exactly.
I speak American. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't understand American language. I mean, you probably speak. I know there's a language barrier, Australian American. I mean, you have a different language and everything. Maybe I'm trying to explain it right, and you're just not understanding me. Maybe because is there a man that works for your company at all that I can talk to?
I'm the owner of the company.
Okay, but
I don't want to go and make cupcakes and it all be a joke.
What about your husband?
Because most people. What about my husband?
Well, I can talk to him. Maybe he'll understand me because maybe he can interpret for you or make you understand. Because, you know, it's a man. He might understand better business and, you know, how to
Actually, no, my husband would say the same thing. If you don't know where you're staying or what city you're coming to, the U.S. Embassy in Australia should know what city you're coming to.
They just put me on a plane to Australia. That's all I know. And I asked around, and they said, oh, Australia, it's not a major country, they said already. I mean, it's got one airport and a few roads and kangaroos, I think, and there's sharks there. I think there's an aquarium that I saw on TV.
You do realize it's the middle of winter. We don't have sharks at the moment.
Oh, no? So it's winter there right now? Oh, okay. That's funny. So it's cold right now.
Sorry, what was your name?
This is Garson DeBramolo.
Garson.
Yeah, DeBramolo.
And where are you from?
I'm from Illinois, Chicago, you know, in the United States. I understand that you're a different type of person, right? You're not the same as me. You're not normal like us, like Americans. I mean, maybe that's why you don't understand.
Normal. I'm just being cautious, you know. This is my business here. I'm going to make 50-odd cupcakes for you. That's going to cost me money to make them. You don't know where you're staying or what city, what capital. You could be going to Brisbane for all I know.
I don't know.
I'm not in Brisbane.
That's nice, honey. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to understand. I don't think it's that hard to understand. I really...
I'll tell you now. You need to bring the U.S. Embassy back, and they need to tell you exactly what city you're going to.
Well, can you maybe just drop it off at the U.S. Embassy? Leave it there, and I'll make arrangements for them to hold it?
I've got no U.S. Embassy in my state.
Okay, but... There's a one U.S. embassy in Australia.
There's one U.S. embassy in Australia, and it's not in my state. So you want me to drive 30-odd hours to drop off cupcakes?
30 hours?
That's how long it's going to take me to drive.
Get out of here.
Thank you. It's not in my state.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because you have the metric system there, man. What is that like in normal hours? I don't know. Is that like metric hours? Because I know you have a different... number system. That's like what? An hour and a half?
We don't.
90 minutes, I think, right? Because you divide it. Yeah, you divide
it. It takes me to drop 90 minutes, is it?
You divide it by 3.5, I think. So something like that. Yeah, I think you're like 90 minutes. My, that's not a big. I mean, well, you want some gas? What do you call it? Petrol? Is that what you? What do you call it here?
Okay, look. I'm sorry, but I can't help you. You're going to have to ring somebody else.
Can I talk to your husband? Are you in the kitchen? Can you take the phone?
No, you can't talk to my husband.
You should be in the kitchen right now. I'm sure maybe if you went to the living room, he'd be there. You could ask him for me to come.
Okay, I'm not even in the kitchen right now, so wait, you're going to have to find somebody else.
That's what the problem is. Maybe you should just be in the kitchen answering the phone, playing with the phone. The phone's not a toy, sweetie. It's not for games.
Well, now that I've actually got your phone number, I can actually ring the U.S. Embassy and get them to trace you.
Are you going to have me traced? Okay? Are you going to call the cyber police?
Goodbye.
Okay. Call the state police while you're at it, stupid. All right. Anyway, that was the Australian. That went off. I drug that out. I just wanted to talk to the lady. That was Australia, yeah. Speaking about Australia, talk fucking Mel Gibson, right? I don't even have any. I heard some more tapes came out today. I haven't heard of. I don't know if they were made public or if it was just that the site, whatever, fucking got it. I don't know. Somebody knows. Message me. Let me know. Consequences will never be the same. That's right, Jen. Good point. You done goofed. All right, well, let's continue moving right along here, do the next prank call. That was the first one, not bad for the first prank call. Tuck, are you around? Where are you? You got your finger up your ass? Where is Tuck? Did I close him out? Yeah, I did. Whoops. Let me reconnect to Tuck. No, Tuck isn't in TeamSpeak. I thought Tuck was here. Wasn't I talking to Tuck at the beginning of the show? Did I lose it, or was I not talking to Tuck at the beginning of the show? Where did Tuck go? Oh, fuck. Anyway. Next number here from Lonesome Loser. We got the Bat Hotel. They're in Australia also. got a nice theme going here with Australia tonight. Let's hook that up. Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to make a mention here. I did some prank calls over the weekend that I wanted to go ahead and play. I was online, and I ran into this Arab guy, ex-Muslim, who now is anti-Muslim. He's a Christian, and he preaches against Islam and tries to disprove Islam. And I called him twice. This is the first prank call. I got to skip through the beginning because I missed the beginning. When you hear this...
Oh, there you are. Server went down.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're back. Hey, Tuck, I'm playing... I don't know if you heard this prank call. I did this on Sunday night to a Muslim who turned Christian and is now anti-Muslim. He does a show online, a video blog show. I prank called him twice.
What's it called?
I forgot. DebateTV.org or something, I think, is his site. Something. It's a shitty site. Okay. Yeah. And let's play.
Does it still use frames?
Yeah, it's using frames and fucking Windows Media Player, dude. Hang on. Listen. Quiet.
The Allah is that you should stay away from Dahwat Kalam. Anything is not from Allah, you should stay away from it.
That's fucking
Muslims,
low.
They don't want that to happen because simply they cannot stay away from those fun. Your life on air on the BTV, go ahead.
Hey, hi, this is Carl. How are you doing?
I'm fine, go ahead. Sir, what do you want to say to us? Your life on air?
Yeah, hey, I was just curious. You know, I was reading here about Christian man and Muslim man and everything. And it says that in the Bible and in the Quran that Muslim, what is his name? Muhammad? Is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy? The Muslim guy, that he would actually, he touched boys and everything, that he touched little boys. They said in the Quran that it said it was okay in one of the verses, one of the chapters in the back.
Mm.
So if you knew which chapter it was, but I saw a special on TV and they said that he liked to touch the boys and everything, and there was a whole inside thing where the Muslim was about for touching boys and women and hitting women with stones. Like, they take the woman in front of people and they throw the stones at her hard and they hit her, and then sometimes the woman dies most of the time. They said that they can't survive and everything. And I read that.
Mm.
It was in the Bible and in the Quran and everything.
Yeah, but I don't know, I didn't understand what your point. What do you want to say to us?
Well, did you see that? Did you hear the part where it said that that Muhammad touched the boys?
I know in the hadith that Muhammad used to suck the tongues of boys, and he used to do that, yes. But this is not in the Quran.
And I didn't even know about that. I just figured that was in the Quran. You know, it was one of those things I just kind of guessed at. You figure, I think I'm muted to Tuck again. Hang on. Because Tuck, you got your AC machines running in the background, so I had to turn you down.
Here?
Yeah, you're there. I just got to...
Oh, yeah, okay. It's really, really hot.
Oh, yeah. It's been
hot
fucking summer. We got a hurricane fucking going to come to Orlando fucking kill us. Listen, bitch. I didn't know that Muhammad in the Quran supposedly sucked the tongues of little boys. Why would they put that in their Bible? What the fuck is that about? God, that's just fucking...
I know he married a 9-year-old girl.
Ew. Wow. Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah.
We're getting to the good part. This is actually the second call, not the first one. This is my second call to him. We're going to play this and we'll do some more live pranks. Any second now to play.
But in the Bible it says that Jesus, that he hid his wife, many times.
Jesus, he hid his wife, yeah. This is which Jesus that? Which one?
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I don't know him. I don't know. Did he have a wife, that guy?
He had Mary Magdalene was his wife.
And he was there?
And he broke the thing.
And he was there?
Huh?
He was there?
Yes, I was there, Mike.
Your mom was there, too?
Yes.
What about your mom? She was there, too?
All of your fathers were there.
Ah, okay.
And your mom.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me tell you something. You are a very low-class person, and you have no respect to yourself. And one day,
you're a filthy person.
Remember, one day, you remember, one day, your wife, she would dump you for the first guy who is smarter than you. Because any guy will be smarter than
you.
You are just a low-class person,
an
and I spit on you. But I want my spit back.
You're from
what a filthy guy.
Whoa.
He keeps going. Check this out. He goes off for a little while.
You must be a person who his mother, she gave delivery for him in the bar. And they made the surgery by the whiskey opening.
The whiskey opening. A whiskey opener, he says. What's a whiskey opener? Tuck, you're from the whiskey countries, or the whiskey states, right? Aren't you from Tennessee? Where are you from again? Isn't that whiskey fucking town, or is that Kentucky? One of those fucking hillbilly stick.
It's Kentucky, but, and, well, it's Tennessee, too. Jack Daniels is right down the road, basically.
Whiskey's for stupid white people.
Right.
Sorry, Tuck.
Say so, you're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spit on him, but I want my spit back because, you know, my spit have value. And sometimes you don't want to waste your spit here. And
my spit has value, stupid fucking turd.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it's not right.
What a fucking asshole, that guy. Anyway. Wait, is he saying more?
A Muslim would like to call us, please feel free.
No, he was asking for my Muslims, as they say, to call in. Okay, so Lonesome Loser sent that next number here to the hotel in Australia. I got distracted because I wanted to play that prank call that's never been played before. I did it over the weekend. Just a fucking...
I never heard this before. When was this done?
I don't know. All right, let's do it.
Got out of the cracks.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Stupid. I don't know. Right in time, too. You heard that, right? Clicked it right when it fucking happened. All right, we're going to call that milk bar. The fuck's a milk bar? Probably like a white-themed fucking stupid gay bar.
That was in Clockwork Orange.
I don't watch that shit. Fuck that. Fuck Stanley Kubrick.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Go to the milk bar to get away.
Man, I tried to like that Vietnam movie, fucking Full Metal Jacket. Pissed me the fuck off. It's like an unfinished fucking movie.
Clockwork Orange, not Full Metal Jacket. It's Clockwork Orange, not a Vietnam movie.
I like Dr. Strangelove, though. All right, nobody's picking up over here either. God damn it. All right, no milk bar. What else we got? The Acropolis Souvlaki. Here we go. We got a Greek restaurant. Maybe it's Malacca time, bitch. We haven't done Malacca in a while, eh? Eh? Huh? Huh?
We go to the milk bar before I get
out. Yeah, go to the milk bar. Probably got drinks that cost like 12 bucks. All milky drinks. I can't mix alcohol and dairy.
2 cents per minute.
I should just curdles up. Belly of fucking
fatness.
You never
saw that movie?
You know the one where Tom Cruise fucks his ex-wife? What's that, Eyes Wide Shut?
No,
never seen that.
Let me YouTube
something. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this the Greek stupid restaurant?
No, it's not.
What is this place? What did I call?
Souvlaki on Charles?
Yeah, you do Greek food, right? Isn't it souvlaki?
Yeah, but it's not a Greek place anymore. Greek people do not own it.
So what do you do now, souvlaki? What, isn't that Greek?
Souvlaki on Charles.
Listen,
yes.
I want
no,
that.
No, I'm not Greek.
Hey, listen, I want that flaming cheese. I want it to go.
You want what?
The flaming cheese to go.
The flaming cheese?
To go, yeah. I want you to do the fire cheese, the cheese that you light on fire. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't got that.
Isn't that souvlaki?
No, it's not a souvlaki. Souvlaki is a wrap in bread.
Now what's the cheese that you light on fire with the vodka?
I've got no idea. I'm not Greek, so I don't know.
I'm going to light some souvlaki there. If that's okay with you, I'm bringing in a skillet and some fucking feta cheese and vodka and a book of matches. All right. So what do you?
I don't think so.
Do you have vodka there? Hello. Old woman. Old woman. She's there. She didn't hang up. Fucking cunt. No, I can't call her back. Oh, she's listening still. Yeah, I call her a cunt. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Let's see if she picks up. I doubt it, though. Bitch.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Well, it's ringing, at least. Nah, she's not going to pick up. Maybe later. Tuck, hey, Confederacy, the Children of the Confederacy are having their annual convention. We've called them just about every year. We're going to be doing a show tomorrow again at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 6. So we...
You hate us, right?
Yeah, you know. 2 years ago, I started a whole brouhaha at the hotel when I reported that one of them had taken a shit in the pool. Fun. Maybe that was 3 years ago. I don't know. Larry Mann mentioning Tom Cruise runs in every movie he's in. Yeah, you got a point. It's hard to hate. I know Tom Cruise is a crazy fuck. Definitely by those. I saw the Scientology promotional videos he made that are really fucking crazy. I don't know if you ever seen those, Tuck, but oh my fucking god. He's talking about, like, yeah, and I'll be...
Well, so I sent you the link to the milk bar scene in Clockwork Orange to know what I'm talking about.
You sent it? All right, cool. Let me see if I can grab that. Where'd you send that to? To the old messenger machine over there?
Yeah, the messenger machine.
All right, cool. Well, where'd you send it? On Skype? I don't see it.
Google. I can see
the
Skype.
Was
it easier?
Oh. Yeah, do that. That works. I think, yeah, because I don't know where it went on Google. I'm not fucking paying attention. Anywho, it's hard to hit on Tom Cruise. I know he's a crazy fucker, but some of those movies are good. I don't know. It's like, I gotta, you gotta admit, what's the one, Minority Report was fucking
good.
He's
alright. People give him a shit. He's okay.
Minority Report was a good movie, man. You can't blame, you can't say that Minority Report wasn't a good movie. That was cool. Trying to call this,
It was an okay movie. It wasn't the greatest movie he did.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Yeah, I hear you. You're saying that because you're racist. You don't like aliens. Isn't he like a level 5 Thetan? Isn't like one of the highest? Didn't they make up a level for him? I'm pretty sure they did. They made up a level of Scientology level fucking just for Tom Cruise. They're like, yeah, he's a level fucking 5 Thetan. They just made it up.
Oh, yeah. He's a Jesus level.
He's like their Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Tom Cruise is fucking the Scientology Jesus. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So let's continue on. They're obviously not going to pick back up at that fucking place where I had the argument with a lady about Souvlaki. I don't know what the fuck Souvlaki is. Jen says the Thetans are the bad guys. Customs House Waterfront Hotel. Let's try them. They're in Australia.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
She's cute. New Google girl's cute.
Yeah, I like the new Google girl. Fuck her.
Welcome to Customs House Waterfront Hotel. This is Donna.
Hey, Big Donna, how you doing, girl?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I want you to put me down for one space.
For a room, was it?
No, spaces.
Spaces.
What's spaces. That? What's that over there on the phone? What you got going on? What was that? Huh?
Huh?
What's that all about?
Sorry?
What's that all about, the attitude with the phone?
I don't know what you mean.
You're being nasty?
No, I'm not.
You're talking back?
No.
Why don't you put a man on the phone for me, please, honey? Go over there and get a man for me, all right?
All right. May I ask who's calling?
This is Garson DeBramolo.
Won't be a moment.
Karen? Yeah? Would you like to come and speak to this gentleman?
Karen speaking.
I asked to speak to a man.
There's no man here at the moment.
And maybe that's what the problem is with the women being all sassy and cycling at the same time. How long you women, you two broads, been over there working together at this point? She don't want to answer. But it's true, they start cycling all together and shit. It's nasty. Skype was doing an echo over there, the fuck.
She don't want to deal with it.
I'm going to ask her again about that.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
To the Custom Surf Waterfront Hotel. This is Karen.
Hey, Big Karen, how you doing?
Good.
I think, did you hang up the phone or did it disconnect? Be honest.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, were you talking about as being sassy or something?
A little bit.
Yes, I hung up. I thought you were being rude to me and I'd only just picked up the phone.
Because I thought maybe you don't know how to use the phone since you're Australian and you're a woman. That you don't know how to operate the machine. she's not having it. Oh, I'll try one more time here. You know, I say that.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Third time's a charm. We'll get her here. Is this Karen?
It is.
All right, Karen. I want to say
if I'm
sorry.
Hear another chauvinist comment, I'll hang up again.
Okay.
What would you like?
I need 2 spaces, please.
As in accommodation or restaurant booking?
And the first thing I need you to do is stop talking back like that, please, because you're being rude and nasty, and I'm just trying to be nice and just
I've just asked
spaces.
You a question. I have not answered anything back. I asked you 2 spaces. Would you like restaurant booking or accommodation booking?
What do you think spaces are for? I don't understand. 2 spaces. Do you expect me to have my space in a room or have my space sitting down eating some kind of food? What kind of sense does that make?
Well, you're not making sense to me. If you want 2 spaces, I don't know. Do you mean 2 rooms or do you mean 2 seats at a table?
Are the painters in? Is that what the problem is?
Pardon?
Are the painters in?
You're not making any sense whatsoever. Well, if you'd like to make a booking, just say you'd like to make a booking.
If you can, listen, honey,
would you
sweetie.
Like accommodation or food? I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay, but I don't want to argue with you too either, honey, all right? I just want to make it happen, all right? I just want to get the spaces.
Right, well, all right? Just
and
tell me.
Okay.
What dates are we talking? Are we talking accommodation or restaurant?
I need 2 spaces for Saturday and Sunday.
So you're talking accommodation?
Is the problem, if you can't give me spaces because
and
the
And what sort of room would you like?
Are the painters in? Is that what the problem is? Tell me if that's what it is. It's okay.
I don't get that question at all.
Like, you know, are the...
All I'm asking, you want two nights accommodation, Saturday and Sunday. Is that what you're saying?
Are the painters in? Is there red paint on the old curtains over there? Is that what's going on? I mean, does it happen at the same time? She doesn't want to fucking answer the questions about the painters. You know what I mean, ladies. All the ladies out there. Painters are in tonight. Now, that means you are not.
You know what it means. You know what it means. And they know what it means. And that's all you need to know.
It's called the old ball and chain grill. All right. Right, cool. It's 30-30. Yo, I get my story of my life. They think they the pure breed, medically insured weed. Fuck the system, non-conformist humans. Walk around the curse of their ordinance, just ornaments. Super thugs use computer bugs. All ignoramus is reduced to savage half-beast. Off a crack beast.
Talk to callers, too. Thanks for minutes.
Yeah, this is the grill, right? Over there in
That's
Australia.
Right,
yeah. Listen, I had a little bit of an issue when I came in over there, and I need to speak to the man in charge. What do you kind of do there? Huh?
Sorry, what's that?
What do you do there? You just answer the phone, right?
Yep.
Okay. So why don't you put someone in charge on the phone? Because it's going to be nasty. Because I'm going to say bad words, and I'm going to get upset and yell. Is that what you want me to do that to you? That was stupid. What a stupid fucking idea.
It's fucking... crazy echo.
Yeah, I don't like calling. I don't know why we're getting such a fucking echo. I don't want to do the show. That's what's going to be fucking happening. Let's see.
It was just in that one. I think it's because they're calling Tasmania.
Okay, let's call Miss Strawberry. She is in Florida. She is an angry black escort. Awesome. Let's do it, everybody. This one comes from Lonesome Loser, who's checking in with us tonight.
There you go.
This is our 5th year anniversary fucking show.
They all want.
Yeah, all right, do it.
They all want angry black escorts.
Oh, she answers. I should probably call from a local number, right? Oops. That can be arranged.
Hello.
Hey, what do you say there, big girl? The Strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, big girl, listen, I'm looking to, you know, have the company of an old lady over there.
Where are you located?
I'm in the International Drive area. I'm here for some stupid fucking convention. She's just fucking home up. Wow, this attitude's getting me nowhere. I shouldn't have said curse words. Oh. Now she wouldn't even pick up the phone.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even pick up the phone.
Gotta be nice.
Yeah, that's my bad. That was a bad attempt. I was very, I don't know, amateurish of me. We got another stupid Florida escort here. Oh, dude, she had that song. Wait a minute, did you hear her song? Fuck her. Did you hear what song she's got? She's got fucking Johnny Rebel song on her voicemail. Hang on, let's hear that. She's a...
Oh, no way, what?
You didn't hear it? I was like, I love her, I hate niggers, yes sir. I know that. We used to play those that kind of music on the show. It's not that we're racist, it's just funny.
No,
that wasn't me, that was her. It's not connecting through, though. Hang on, let's try it again. Here we go. Alright. Maybe she'll pick up, but if not, I want to hear this stupid, stupid voicemail. Do I have any I think I deleted all that shit. I might have Johnny Rebel. We gotta play with a disclaimer. The opinions and words of Johnny Rebel.
In a big black boot, you know. Like foreign tarts, black police, and the NAACP. Sure, I get a hold of a nigger, ain't me. Those are the red and violet blue, and the niggers are black, you know that fruit. But they don't mind, folks, what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm black. No joke. I ain't the kind of nickel for a coat, and I ain't black, you see. So I'm gonna say I'm a won't help poor nigger hating me.
Victoria, now. Now, yeah. So apparently,
yeah,
I was gonna say she's
black.
She's a black escort, but apparently someone's already hacked that, and they already added that obviously was not her real legit voicemail. I was gonna say that's not a really.
Bunch of losers saying you did.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's good. That's good. Good fucking loot, sir. I didn't want to change it because that's awesome. I wonder how long she's had it like that. She hasn't noticed. That's really fucking funny. She had no messages though. All empty. Oh well. Okay. We're gonna Jones. in England. Hey, wake up call, right? What time is it over there now? 6, 4 in the morning? 5 in the morning? Some shit. We got listeners or a lot of people in the chat?
What's going on? Cents per minute.
Man, not many.
Quite a few in the show. 9 total.
Not bad, not bad. We got four on Ustream. It's not our regular show night. We got 14 on Cacti. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, we're also subbing for RBCP. He is out of town, everybody.
Oh, that's what it is. He's in the chat room, though.
Yeah, he's cool. Hello? Hello? Mr. Jones? Can you hear me? Just hung up. What time is it in the UK? Nunu let us know. I think it's like 5 in the morning over there.
Yeah, he's dead asleep.
Yeah. He's like... Some of the best ones we've done have been at this time. Let's try him again. Maybe he'll pick up the second time. RBCP is dead. Breaking news, everybody. RBCP is dead. Again.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
RBPC. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Jones, what happened before? Did you fall down? Are you okay?
Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
It's what time?
6 o'clock in the morning, who are you?
Yeah, this is your 6 a.m. wake-up call.
What?
You have your schedule down here for a 6 a.m. wake-up call through the World Cup texting thing that you did during the World Cup. 6 a.m.?
What?
You signed up for phone call wake-up calls at 6 a.m. All right, I got to make sure he's up, guys. This is my responsibility. So I got to call back. Right.
Gotta wake it up.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
RZP, that fuck died and left me with a corrupted MP3 database with corruption.
Hello.
Hello. Listen, I was just explaining to the gentleman, to Mr. Jones, that this is the 6 a.m. wake up call. It's my responsibility to make sure that he's up and out of bed.
Right, Mr. Jones actually died in April, so you haven't spoken to Mr. Jones.
Well, I've got you down here for a 6 a.m. wake-up call, so now I'm
confused.
Right, well,
that is false information, so you need to take that off the computer and stop calling, okay?
Our system is perfect. It's near perfect.
Well, that system is rubbish. I work in trade and standards, and I know exactly what kind of phone call this is. Now stop calling, otherwise I'll call the police.
Listen, I can't mess with the phone machine until next Monday when our systems department is in. They're not even staffed.
I don't care. Now stop calling.
I'm just
saying... If you break my baby up, I will be on the phone to the police quicker than you could say 9/11. Now bye-bye.
Do you need to opt out?
No.
Oh, I got to call her back, see if she needs to opt out. Hang on. Let's try it again. I mean, all she has to do is opt out.
Told you.
If you ring my baby up...
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
It's time for baby feeding. Oh, they're going to be fucking piled. I think they just picked up and hung up. What a bunch of bastards. Forget it.
So apparently, there's another chat room.
Yeah. Well, phone losers chat room. Is that what you're talking about? I got to watch them both.
Yeah, they're all over there.
Who's all over there? The Madhouse people? There's a lot of people there.
Maybe the phone loser people.
Everyone who's in our chat room, head over to Cacti Radio if you want to. CactiRadio.com, and they're on a FNET server, pound phone losers. Pound phone losers on FNET if you're on IRC. Or just go to their sites. Our site. I'm on it too. Well, what is trading standards anyway? Nunu says it's rather important. Trading standard. It sounds like a magazine or something.
Why is it rather important?
I don't know why it's rather important.
Give us some sort of detail. You want some information. Don't just say it's rather important, and we can't believe you.
Give us something to work with here, motherfucker. All right, this is the first prank call to that crazy Arab guy. I'm going to go eat some meatballs real quick. Give me, like, 3 minutes. I'll be right back.
Not from Allah. You should stay away from it. Like,
this is the first one or the second one, fucker.
And then after that, they're going to replay.
It cuts off at the very beginning where I'm saying assalamu alaikum, and he says it back to me. Assalamu alaikum, and then...
Anyway, Ted Webb is here. Ted, how are you doing?
Got to skip forward in the track here to get to it.
I am a American citizen.
Well, this is against your religion to be an American citizen. Open for me chapter 3, verse number 28. It says clearly that you cannot be an American citizen and a Muslim in the same time. So, did you decide? Did you decide to leave Islam?
No. Listen. Tell me what chapter it is again, so I can look it up.
Chapter 3, verse number 28.
There's no verse 28 in chapter 3.
Amazing. So what kind of Quran you have?
Which version you have of the
What do you mean which version you have? Chapter 3 verse number 28.
Well, which version of it?
What
the
do you
Oliver Stone version?
What you mean?
Which one? The
it doesn't matter what version. You know, do you know what the chapter 3 how many verses?
Because there's
Okay, let me ask you. Do you know chapter 3 how many verses in there? Do you have an idea?
In my version, there's 22 in my chapter 3 version, chapter 22 in the Oliver Stone version, it says right here.
Chapter 3.
Bought it.
Okay. Chapter 3 have 200 verses. Chapter 3 have 200 verses. How come you could not find...
This is not the modern Quran. This is not the modern Quran, sir, that you're reading an out-of-date... illegitimate Quran. Where did you who gave this
modern Quran? Okay, what is that? What it's called the modern Quran?
Do you have the Bible there? Can you go to Job?
What the fuck would that happen? I was listening to that piece of shit.
And then after that, they're gonna.
Surah. Is that a problem for you? Answer.
Sir, that you're reading an out of date illegitimate Quran. Where did you who gave this
modern Quran? Okay, what is that? What it's called the modern Quran?
Do you have the Bible there? Can you go to Job 1:13?
No. We are talking about the Quran. Don't change the topic.
In the book of Job...
Don't change the topic. Abdul, don't change the topic. First, I accuse you to be a liar. Because the chapter 3, verse 28 is in every Quran. Name for me the Quran which don't have it, verse number 28.
From where are you from?
Tura Bura. Is that a problem for you? Answer me. Chapter 3, chapter 3, verse 28. Chapter 3, verse 28. Why you are a coward? Why you don't want to answer? Why you are in from the topic?
You are... Listen.
Huh?
Listen, ma'am. Listen. Listen to me.
Listen. First, if you are a Muslim, tell me what is the first verse in the Quran?
I have to meditate first.
Okay. No problem. You are a fake Muslim. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are not a Muslim, right? You are not a Muslim, right? You are a joker. Shut up. Rahim.
How many fathers?
Listen.
Huh?
How many fathers I have?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you the bad news. You are my brother because my father was a bad guy. And he used to do a lot of muta. And I can tell it from your voice that we are brothers. Shut up and get lost. Don't call me again, okay? What a filthy person you are. What a filthy guy. There is no verse in the Quran, chapter 23. There is not exist. Where in the Quran, chapter 23? It's not there? Is that right? And he's calling me from Las Vegas. This is a good Muslim. What are you doing in Las Vegas, Muslim? No wonder you have a new version of this is casino version of the Quran. Brother, I'm calling you from Las Vegas, and Allah said don't do gambling. But I would like to gamble to make charities. Yeah, I had the wrong Quran. Yeah, his son told him. Hmm. Man, you should see how many names in this band list in the phone list. Yeah, like, you know, Muslims, they attack other nations and they enslave people and they take their money. Why? You think because they are bad? No. They want to give charities to the poor.
Hmm.
Yeah, poor. I can show it to you from the Quran. We attack them, we steal them.
Hey, Steak Man.
Yeah?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Okay, this is Jeff from Store 263.
This what?
This is a store in Mesa, right?
This is our only location, yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to patch you through, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, can I help you?
I don't know. You're calling me what?
This is Walmart.
What?
You're calling Walmart.
You're looking for Walmart?
You are calling a Walmart.
We're calling a Walmart?
Who's calling Walmart?
Hold on, man. Just one second.
All right.
Hey. Why are you giving me a phone? What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this Walmart?
No, this is not Walmart.
Where is this?
This is Steaks R Us.
Hang on, I'm patching it through. Steaks R Us?
Yes, this is Steaks
R Us. Okay, I'm patching it through.
Thank you for calling Customer Walmart. How can I help you?
From here.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone just called me from this number and, I don't know, just transferred me. I don't know what they wanted. This is a business, though.
Oh, you don't know anybody that works here, or?
What is? No, I'm sorry. It's got the wrong number, then.
Right.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking tameless shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Found one of those songs, Chuck. I know you love them.
America for white. Africa for black, send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man's day is here. 20 million ugly cums already on the pier.
In there, man, I ain't gonna get on that boat. Looks like that boat linked to me, man.
That's horrible, Tuck. Why would you play something like that? All right, everybody, Madhouse Radio back for a few more prank calls. We got some time left here. 1:11 a.m. on the East Coast.
That is not in my iTunes, unlike in your iTunes.
It is in my iTunes. It'd be, I get every single MP3 on my server.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all there, fucker. It's all there. All right, everybody, we're going to do some more prank calls. Let's call it. She's in England. Give her a wake-up call. 6:11 a.m. over there. We'll do a 6:15 wake-up call. Give me a moment here. Let me do this. A little copy-paste. A little connect. A little wait. A little answer. A little adjust microphone.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
A little making a
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the King Residence?
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, I'm calling with your 6:15 a.m. wake-up call. I have you down for a 6:15 a.m. wake-up call. The system put me through to you. Are you awake?
Yeah.
I need you to confirm your authorization code and make sure I'm speaking to the right person so we can end the call.
I got what?
Then the system's going to keep calling you until you enter it in the phone. Until make sure that you're awake. Hey, big guy. Hello.
Hello.
Are you awake?
Fucking
hell. Fucking house. That's funny. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. Do a weather forecast, but get it wrong. What?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Make sure he puts that. It's of dash, he says stroke.
What?
British say stroke instead of dash and numbers and digits and stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please.
All right, we got another one. So give her a call. We'll give her the weather report.
Big boy. That's a thing. Big Murray. Ah, oh, Big Murray. What's he there tonight?
Hello?
Hey, what do you say there, big girl? How's it going, big?
How can I help you?
Yeah, this is your 6:15 a.m. wake-up call. I also have your weather forecast. The weather forecast for today is a sunny 62 degrees.
Well, I haven't asked for it.
No, you're signed up here for a morning wake-up call, 6:15 a.m. You're a resident. You're a guest here, and we're supposed to wake you up 6:15 a.m. And I'm supposed to give you – you signed up for the voicemail weather option?
Right. No, could you cancel that then, please?
You need to opt out by, I believe, let me look here. You have to hit *0# in order to opt out.
Right. So what else is it signed up for then?
Weather report, World Cup reports, but that's already over. And you get the joke of the week on Fridays. And you do have a free trial for the horoscope, daily horoscope, but you haven't signed up for it yet.
No, I don't want him there. So tell me, when was that signed up for then? When was that?
Yesterday.
No, I didn't do anything. Well, I haven't signed anything up.
Well, you finished the registration yesterday. You signed up during the World Cup. I don't know if you were watching the coverage or someone else.
No, I haven't signed anything up. No, I haven't.
Well, until you opt out.
I don't want it. I haven't.
The system will
How could I find it? Huh? Just tell me, how was it signed up?
Via telephone machine.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
You don't have a telephone machine because it seems to me like you're talking on one right now.
I have a telephone machine, yes, of course, but I haven't signed anything up. I haven't asked anybody to do anything. I haven't signed anything up.
Well, you did. You did because this is a perfect, near perfect system. So you need to opt out or something.
No, I'm afraid who are you anyway?
This is Garson the Bromelow. I work for Telephone International Business Telephone Machines.
Well, all I'm saying is, I haven't signed anything up, I haven't spoken to anybody, and I don't want it. I haven't done anything. I'm not paying a pound to sign to take something off that I haven't got. Do I have to pay for this service?
Yeah, eventually, I think, yeah, the end of the month. You think
at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay, right. Give me a number who I ring. Just give me a ring.
No,
just give me a number.
You have all this information already.
Where from?
Well, when you signed up for the program, for the service, it's...
What?
I mean, do you... Wait,
hold on a sec. Hold on. Just listen to me.
Uh-huh.
When was I supposed to sign up for this?
When was it?
Yes.
Yesterday was when the billing was set up, and that's why the system kicked in for your first wake-up call today. I'm supposed to say, like, the weather and congratulations for setting up.
I don't want to know the weather. I don't want to know anything about anything at all. I can do it all myself. Just tell me when this was supposed to be signed up.
When it was supposed to be signed up. During the World Cup, at some point during the World Cup.
No, when was it supposed to be signed up for?
When? For 6:15 in the morning, every Monday through Friday.
What day did I supposed to have authorized this service to be done?
July 20th. I know, it's just because I have an accent.
Wait a minute. Will you just answer my questions, please?
Okay.
Was I supposed to have asked for this service yesterday?
Yesterday
was the 20th.
You ordered it originally during the World Cup, and you finished setting it up yesterday by filling out your billing information. You chose phone billing as it's going to come up on your phone statement for your phone machine use.
Give me a phone number who I can contact.
You have to dial *#611 to opt out.
Well, it's *0
Pound.
One.
No.
Yeah.
Stars. O. No, listen, please. *#0
*0
611.
611. What do you mean *0
The star button, the zero button, and the pound button on the phone machine.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And who are you?
I'm Garson DeBromolo with International Business Telephone Machines.
Right. Okay.
IBTM.
Right. Well, I don't want you, so please don't ring me tomorrow.
Well, you're most definitely signed. I mean, if you want to opt out, you have to hit the code now while it's in the system. And
I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to ring up the telephone, please.
Well, I'm just telling you, until someone puts down here, one of the people here puts in the computer that they've read out to you the weather.
No one's spoken to me.
You haven't even let me give the weather to you, so I can't put complete.
I don't want the weather.
I don't want it. If you want us to stop, you have to listen. Oh. All right. We're going to call back. I warned her. You just got to listen sometimes, folks. I can't get it back in the FNet. Did FNet crash also? FNet took a shit. Mm-hmm. Trying to get back into Phone Losers chat.
Hello.
Listen, what I'm trying to explain.
I don't want it. Don't bring me back again.
There's only one way to stop it, if you'd listen to me, please. She's not listening. All right. She's really a little worried. There we go. We're back in the fucking Phone Losers room. All right, finally. Just in time for that prank call then. All righty. Calling Mr. Windsor. If it will dial. Nope. Try again. Do some copy pasta over here. A little bit of connect.
Are you actually trying to find logic and racism?
Yeah. I know. Stupid idea, you think? You think that's a stupid freaking idea? Waiting for the connect.
Yeah, well, you start trying to find logic in illogical thought.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what your trouble is.
I don't know either, dude. Hey, this is not picking up. I don't know what's going on here. Trying to get it to pick up. DJ Windsor, any second now. Nope. AM. That would be 10:22 AM in the Pacific. 6:22 in the UK. Oh, Nuni read out.
All right. Time to get up and get some breakfast and eggs and eggs and nothing.
It's time to do some shit, everybody. Nuni sent me the joke of the day.
I think they wake up and eat beans and day-old fish.
Didn't we keep calling 2 weeks ago a guy in Australia, give him a sports report or something, World Cup sports update report? And he's like, I didn't order this. Oi.
Yeah. Germany.
Yeah, it was Germany. Yeah, well, Germany was playing.
Germany
had lost, yeah.
I believe you were calling Germany.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think that's show, man. Is it?
Is it up yet? Everything's up yet?
No, I stopped editing. The day that I take to do it at work, I just took a nap in between helping out customers. I was tired. I'm a slacker. It's two-thirds of the way done. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I will. I got a number from Ray. We got a number for Ray. Let's just call Ray, okay? Fuck it. Just call Ray. Did you call Milkman? Make way. Think he's asleep?
Call me Ray. Oh, you can call me.
me Jay, or you can call me
Gay.
Or you can call me
You know, this Google Voice ain't working all that good anymore. all right, let's try Jerk from Skype.
So, you have Google Voice, but you are using Skype to use
the cost
it.
Of this call is yep. 2 cents per minute.
There's something to explain about that. I just can't get to it right now.
Yeah, I need to get the details for myself.
Ken giving us a welcome back. Hey, good to see Ken. I haven't seen Ken in a while.
Hello.
How you doing there, big guy? This is your 625 a.m. I'm sorry. This is your 6:25 a.m. wake up call. I'm also ready with your joke of the day and the weather report. Are you up now, sir?
Where are you from?
I'm calling from the call center, Chicago, Illinois. I know you're in the UK.
Yeah, well, don't fucking call England at bloody 6:30 in the morning when I don't want to wake up.
Listen, you've got a wake-up call you signed up for at 6:25 a.m., and I'm calling you and waking you up, and you bloody well are going to listen
who,
to the...
Who signed me up? What number have you got?
I got... Do you sign up for this during the World Cup coverage? You sent a text message to set
no,
up for...
No, I didn't send you nothing during the World Cup coverage,
Is this not Ray...
From this house, did either.
This is Ray...
Yeah?
Okay, so you signed up for a morning wake-up call at 6:25 a.m. And a weather report and a sports update and the joke of the day. Every day in the morning, we call you. We've been doing this for weeks.
Well, you ain't called me, mate. I ain't heard you.
Well... Unless you opt out, you're going to keep getting a phone call until I put here my computer machine that you got your wake-up
well,
call.
You better opt it out, mate, because I never signed up for anything, so I don't know who's having a laugh.
Well, I got to do my responsibility here, and I got to do my job.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting you for that, but you better opt it out, mate.
Yeah, well, this is the way it goes, sir. I need to, you know...
This is stupid because this is the first time that I've had it. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't understand your stupid.
It sounds like somebody's playing a joke or something, or somebody's having something stupid.
I wish I could understand your stupid accent, but I can't, sir. So
no, well, what I'm saying to you because I've just got out of bed, mate. Right?
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying to you is it sounds like somebody is playing a joke.
Do you think someone signed you up for an accident?
Someone signed something up or something.
But it says here that this is your name and this is your number, so obviously you signed up for it. It has your name here written down on the papers.
Yeah, well, you got my name, right? And you got the number, right?
Well, that's
but
you.
But I never signed up for it.
Well... It's you, sir.
Yeah, it might be me, sir, but it isn't me that signed up for it. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't
all right.
Me.
Okay, crazy old man. I know you're a little senile. Are you ready for the weather report? I'm going to have to read this out to you because I got other calls to get to this morning. I had someone with a 6:30 a.m. wake-up call. You ready?
Yeah. Are you opting me out, by the way, first of all?
Am I what?
Are you taking me off of your list?
Well, you have to opt out first yourself.
Right, so how do I opt out of it?
You have to hit *#611 on your phone to opt out.
Hang on. Sorry, let me write that down. Sorry, I've got...
Well, you have to do it while the system is connected. You have to do it now, so...
*#611
611.
Yeah. 611.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. You do the report.
All right, well, get over with it and do it now. Hurry up.
Hold on.
All right.
Hang on.
All right. I'll keep the line open. Sir.
Okay.
It didn't take it. It said that you took too long to hit the pound.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm going to put the phone down.
Well, try it again. One more time. Yeah, take it. One more time, old man. That's all he had to do, old bastard. I got that weird noise on the phone now because I had to plug in the laptop. Fuck.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello. Hello. All right, he's not playing anymore. All right, that was fun. Let's see if we got any more numbers. Let's try to call that DJ Windsor again, see if it works now. I think we cleared up the line. Got it fixed up a little bit. Okay.
Since my microphone is now suffering from radiation.
Yep. Come on, phone. Come on, phone machine. You can do it. Ah, boy.
The phone machine was too busy losing hair.
Wasn't he for a while? They're like, hey, where's the pound button here? he actually said it out loud. Hey, where's the pound button down here? He had the Ozzy Osbourne kind of accent. Must be from the same part of the UK. I don't know where exactly. That's where he is. Alright, I think that's it. We're out of here. Talk your website is tuckermike.com. My website is madhouselive.com.
Yes, it is!
I give up. Hope you enjoyed our show machine tonight.
It's late. We're falling asleep. We love you. Come on, kiss
me. Yeah. And tomorrow. Tomorrow, more show. Really. Tomorrow's more show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
3 p.m.
Yeah,
4. 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, 12 noon will be on. And thank you very much. Good night. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Liz and Loser. And Nunu. Sending in numbers. And everyone who was in the chat room. I love you all.
Yeah.